attraction is a mirror reflection of self. You will always be attracted to entities or people that are relevant to the position you are in at the time, in what you call time, you are in. You may also be attracted to certain entities, certain people that you think you should not be attracted to. This will create change in your life. There is a specific reason why you chose to be attracted to these people or entities before you start your journey. This will confuse you, knowing that these entities or people are not the same as you, but there is a specific reason you choose them. But the law of attraction, like attracts like, is for a different reason. Your journey is a journey of discovery, enlightenment, of awareness. So therefore, people will be attracted to you of the same. It is a journey of experience. You wish to know more about the different dimensions. They are one. They are the same principle as the separation that you individually apply upon your world. Separation of people is the same principle as the separation of dimensions. You can be born from the beginning, from the origin, into any of these dimensions. You can be born from the beginning of your origin into all of these dimensions. You have been in all of these dimensions. You chose to be in this one. An understanding, an awareness, an awakening is knowing all, not knowing only one, of which they are the same. We know of nine. We communicate with you from nine. You live in a physical dimension. We live in a metaphysical dimension. One is not greater than nine, neither is nine greater than one. Your interpretation of greater is incorrect. They are the same. They are the same in value. They are different in experience. It is true to say that our interpretation of life, of consciousness is very different to your interpretation of consciousness. That is what you chose to come into this life with knowing. Does not mean you are not subconsciously aware of all, because you are. It is not the same for everyone, or every living thing, or every consciousness, of which everything is consciousness. Many in nine have not been in one. Many in one have not been in nine. Being, it is the same. You have been in all. You have experienced all. In what you call time is irrelevant. It is in one moment. You have access to all in one moment. We are not aware of 10, 11, or 12. 6 is metaphysical. 6 to 9 is metaphysical. 1 to 5 is physical. 4 and 5 have a greater understanding of the process. You, as we, are a part of the Source. We, like you, are also learning. The law of attraction will define, it will define your energy and your direction. It will allow you to be free. Free from isolation, or what your perception of isolation is. There is no isolation. You are not alone. You are one. It is merely your perception of isolation, your fear of isolation, chosen in the physical world you live in, chosen deliberately to expand your awareness. 1 to 9 are not separate. They are not isolated from each other. They exist as one, together. And within this space, you are able to communicate with all. Again, this is your choice. And so it is our choice. But the dimensions are very different, which of course makes communication difficult on the basis of language. True language is frequency, vibration. It is not spoken. Not spoken with the word, as you have developed. But the pure energy that is used, created by the Source, is clear communication. It is not contaminated It is pure energy. This is what you are experiencing now. You have learned a lot. We too have learned. Again, I say to you, by helping you, we are helping ourselves. But it is the same thing. We are you. Energy from the source. So, we might as well say we are helping ourselves as one. The source is expanding, but it is a cycle of expansion and delivery back to the source, a constant cycle. So it is both. It is both expanding and it is both understanding of one, a circle. A cycle, a sphere. Position is most important. Time is irrelevant, as is mass, volume. When I say irrelevant, I am not talking about your physical world being irrelevant. I'm talking about irrelevant in the vast consciousness of all. You must not apply your physical logic to the vast consciousness of all of the dimensions. There is no rational to do this. It confuses you. I must say less and less. But it does confuse you. Your physical world is very relevant, but also very small if you interpret in size, which we do not. From the start of our communication with you, we have also learned many things. If you do not know, you must seek out. You must find out. There are no secrets. There is only experience. Your desire to know exceeds everything, as does ours. It is the same. The complexities you created in this physical world that you live in have entrapped people on a vast scale of energy. But this is no concern of yours. It does not affect you. It does not affect your awareness or your growth or your development. It will correct itself. There is a vast change occurring now within your physical world. But it is insignificant within what you would call the big picture, the whole of consciousness. There are physical entities that are, you would say, fighting for supremacy within this game they are playing. But again, it has no concern of you. It is no concern for you. It is a small piece of an infinite jigsaw of consciousness, which is ever evolving and expanding. And in the moment, it can change. Its position can change. You create that change. You see now how insignificant the questions are that you asked at the beginning of this journey. You can see now how they have no reflection upon what truly is, what you consider to be life or consciousness. It is a wondrous feeling for you to now be aware that these things that you believed were significant are totally insignificant. There is much for you to learn, and there is much also for us to learn. You could say we are so far apart, but we are not. We are so close. We are the same. I did tell you how insignificant your questions were, and I think you now understand why. Your journeys are the same as our journey to become aware, each and every, of everything. And you must also experience the physical world you have chosen to belong to. You must also continue to experience all and everything that this world has to offer you, the world that you created. It is the same as the world that we created, that we all created from the source. You can also see now how all of the basis of the basic religions are formed. The story is the same. The basis is always the same. But it is childlike. It is only half of the story. No more gimmicks. It is not necessary for you. You must relax and accept what you know. It's not necessary to prove anymore. It is only necessary for you now to enjoy your journey, to take pleasure from your journey, to enlighten others, to join you in your journey to experience all and everything physically, and metaphysically, is no longer for you to have to prove anything. There's no necessity to prove anything. You are aware. You are consciously aware. You must develop now the skills that you know you have. You must develop yourself. You have come a long way, and there is an infinite way to travel. Truly an incredible journey.